Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Newton celebrates disability pride with music, art, and community, by Julie M. Cohen. Each square of the quilt created during the Newton Disability Pride celebration told a brief personal story through abstract designs, colorful scenes, and poignant statements. Everyone shares their voice as part of the project, said visual artist, educator, and disability advocate Bill Porter on July 19th at the Cooper Center. Welcoming the celebration attendees, Porter invited them to sit at tables full of inviting crafting materials and design their own square. By the end of the two-hour event, the individual pieces were linked together with pipe cleaners, creating a large paper quilt that will be on display at the Newton Free Library. Porter's community art project was just one of the offerings at the joyful, welcoming Disability Pride event held for the first time at the new Cooper Center. In previous years, the gathering took place at the Newton Free Library. Disability Pride Month is an annual observance in July that celebrates people with disabilities, commemorates the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and promotes disability culture and visibility, according to the Arc of Massachusetts. This month challenges the harmful idea that people with disabilities need to conform to norms to live meaningful lives. Their lives are just as full, valuable, and worthy of respect, no more, no less. Jessica, who asked that her last name not be used, brought her daughter Zoe, 10, and sons Oliver, 8, and Alec, 2, to the celebration from Quincy. "It's really nice to see disability acknowledged," she said as she helped her daughter create a quilt square. Zoe, who has Rett syndrome, a neurodevelopmental disorder, used a Tobii Dynavox, a device that tracks eye movements to assist in communication, to express how she wanted the square to look. While many created personalized artworks, others listened to live music by the Oscar and Friends band, munched on goodies, and socialized. "I feel fortunate to live in a community that celebrates the wonderful diversity of our community," said Newton mom Tara, who asked that her last name not be used to protect her child's privacy. As the youngster explored and enjoyed the music, the child service dog Benny, a gentle golden doodle, walked unobtrusively through the crowd. While Benny blended in, another service animal aptly named Turbulence couldn't help but stand out. The 5-year-old Great Dane, who towered above most of the children at the celebration, is Chestnut Hill resident John Carter's mobility dog, whom he got from Mobility Danes of New England. Carter used a handle on the top of the gentle giant's harness to help himself with movement. The event also included information tables set up by a variety of groups offering inclusive activities such as theater and music programs for people with disabilities. Plugged In, a Needham nonprofit, has been offering accessible music instruction to people of all abilities for about 20 years. Co-founder Sandra Rizcala said the number of students with disabilities has increased to about 60% of all enrolled. "Inclusion is good for everyone," said Rizcala, who hired an inclusion coordinator in 2023. By the end of the event, Lily Weitzman, the Newton Free Library's manager of programs and communications, estimated about 140 people attended the all-ages celebration. Before the festivities came to a close, volunteers helped assemble the community quilt and pinned up the colorful creation for all to see before it moves to be displayed at the library. Jose Nieves Roman, 19, a student at Newton's Carroll Center for the Blind, drew a cane in the middle of his quilt square. Enthusiastic about the celebration, he said, "It's an awesome undertaking. I like being a part of something big like this." That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.